Got a big show tonight, so let's start with the carry out. This, of course, a nightly segment where I read the news, so you at home, you don't have to. Here are today's top stories. Will President Trump bring in the National Guard to Chicago? Well, if he reads the Tribune, he might. Columnist John Kaz talked to some former feds about how that would look, and it would be checkpoints and armed soldiers at expressway ramps, not unlike what you might see in, I don't know, Northern Ireland? Beautiful country. Of course, it's drawn the ire of local activists and community members who say if you're going to spend millions of dollars deploying an armed force, why not spend that money on jobs, job training, education, and infrastructure repairs to affected areas? Yeah, but machine guns and tanks are so cool. Come on. Am I the only one who loves G.I. Joe? The big question that doesn't seem to be answered in the cast column is what happens to those caught up in the National Guard crossfire, someone who's treated like an enemy combatant who's just trying to get home. Are we at the point that those people, Chicagoans who pay taxes and did nothing wrong, are collateral damage? And what's the psychological impact of having to drive home through an armed checkpoint? Would you feel different about it if your neighborhood had to do that? But maybe an armed checkpoint is better than a gang war. A lot to think about here. So pay attention to this. This could be something that could be the next executive order. As the president widens the scope for deportation of undocumented immigrants, Chicago public schools told school principals to not let federal agents in. Yep, if you want to get a kid or someone else who's in a public school, you need a criminal warrant. So if you're a student and you notice a new kid dressed in flannel with a skateboard and he looks like he's 50 years old, well, it's probably an ICE agent undercover like 21 Jump Street. Hey, what's up? You like the Cubs? Me too. You know what else I like? Being in this country illegally. You? You guys like the spin doctors? No. Finally, the president looks to be moving on an issue that he was elected to take head on. Jobs? No. Economy? No. Terrorism? No. Who can go into what bathroom? Yep, sources are right. There's an executive order on transgendered bathrooms coming soon. It's a contentious fight because the states don't want the feds telling them who can go to the bathroom, when and where. So Trump is going to, and has, rescinded the president before him, President Obama's order. This is all because people believe if you're transgendered, you're just faking it because you want to peek in on the other sex going to the bathroom. What? Is that a thing? Is there any evidence to prove that transgendered people using whichever bathroom they want to is dangerous? It's definitely a thing when a transgendered person is forced to use a bathroom and gets assaulted for not being excited about having the old bait and tackle. I, the more I talk about this, the more I just wonder if it's good old-fashioned old-fashionedness. We're holding on because it's always been the way things have been done. Convince me otherwise. With statistics, please. And you can't use proof from the internet. Fake news. I will accept microfiche only. What else? A city council meeting today. Mayor Emanuel talked to infrastructure and public safety by taking some cash that was put aside for tax rebates, but nobody used. Again, I would have used it. So body cameras, cybersecurity, and trees. Trees are good for the environment, and you can hide behind them when someone's shooting at you. So works out for everybody. Also, Ron put a stop to the ban on street performers. It was delayed, and the mayor wanted to compromise. So if you play a bucket like a drum, you can do it for a little while longer. A new report says that existing home sales in the Chicago region are at the highest level in 10 years. And all that means is that another report will probably come out tomorrow contradicting that number. Never fails. Homes not selling. There's one thing you can count on is that the yin and the yang of real estate news, up and down, up and down. Macy's may downsize the State Street store, maybe selling some space to offset costs. They should just make half the store a coat check, because every time I'm in there, I feel like I'm in my first apartment with no control over the radiator heat. So hot, you just end up carrying your puffy coat everywhere you go when you shop. So just make half of it a coat check. In weather, am I the only one who isn't necessarily bemoaning climate change, but instead worrying about the next thunderstorm that's going to come through town, right? Because it's never good when it's this warm and a storm is coming through. Look at your phones. Friday. Eek, cross fingers. In sports, hey, good news for baseball fans who believe the game is just too long. Starting next year, intentional walks, yay. You don't have to pitch. The manager just says they want to intentionally walk somebody, and boom, it's done. That's great for fans, not so great for sports bloopers video producers, right? The errant wild pitch on an intentional walk, that's half their inventory. So screwed. NFL sources say the Bears are trying to trade Jay Cutler. What? What's that mean? It means that if it happens, hallelujah. But more than likely, Cutler gets released. Who would give up anything for Jay Cutler? Maybe L.A., Los Angeles, so he and his lady could do a reality show? Maybe trade Jay to L.A. for one of the Kardashians, right? For Scott Disick. Straight up, Cutler for Disick. Or one of Khloe's friends, like the twins. You know what I heard? Like that, you know, if you're watching Kardashians, there's always like Khloe's friends are like, Khloe, you know what I heard? One of those, one of the twins, not both, just one for Cutler. She comes to Chicago. Just when we started our happy dance after the Cats beat Rutgers for their 20th win this weekend, they bring us back down to earth with a loss to the Illini last night. The Illini sweep the Cats this year, and that's a blemish on an otherwise great season. 20 wins with three to go, Indiana, Michigan, and Purdue. They win one, hey, they're a lock. They lose all three and a first round exit in the Big Ten tourney. Might be time to open a bubble tea shop up in Evanston. Eek. The Blackhawks smacked down the Wild last night to win their franchise best seventh game in a row on the road. Awesome, because you know yesterday's games, a game that the Wild are going to remember come April, May. The Wild. Give me a break. They're the quintessential second round opponent that we beat in five, right? And then they beat the Wild. That's always a, then beat the Wild, then they had the big showdown with the Ducks. Something like that. The Bulls are expected to trade nobody before Friday's deadline. A first-round playoff exit must have some currency in that building, because at the break, that's the best we're looking at. I like what the Lakers did. They fired everyone, turned it over to Magic Johnson, who started trading away starters on his first day on the job. Let's do that here. Paging Scottie Pippen. Pippen come in, clean house, and then he could reopen Scottie Pippen Dodge while he's at it. You know, miss it. I miss Scottie Pippen Dodge. And finally tonight, astronomers announced that they have discovered seven Earth-like planets 40 light-years away. Well, 50 light-years if you travel during rush hour. So what's it mean? Well, it means go ahead, throw that plastic bag in the ocean. We do not need this planet anymore. Put it out in the back alley and see if anyone picks it up. Or better yet, put an ad on Craigslist. Used planet. Some mold damage needs new ozone. Steps from transportation. $2,500 or best offer. That's the carry out for February 22nd, 2017. Hey, the weather stays like this. We're just going to go all California. Avocados on everything. Sprouts? Is that still a thing? Sprouts still a thing? Gross. All right, Mike Boucher coming up next. We're going to talk about the city council meeting today, also about the National Guard in Chicago. Much more to talk about with our weekly check-in with Mike from the Daily Line. It's all coming up here on the download. We got a big show, 720 WGN. Stay with us.